Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Members of the press, I've been asked to speak briefly on the issues of growth and competitiveness, as well as the proposed legislative reforms. The Eastern Caribbean Central Bank hosted the inaugural ECCU Growth Dialogue with social partners on the 1st of March 2017. The dialogue sought to create a unique opportunity for social partners to engage the Monetary Council on the issue of economic growth and to forge consensus on a plan of action for addressing growth, competitiveness, and employment within the ECCU. Now, we discussed a number of issues affecting the region, issues that impacted on growth, and there were a number of proposed strategies to deal with the various issues. So for example, we looked at the whole issue of entrepreneurship, the need to increase entrepreneurship within the region, and to provide the appropriate training as well as funding mechanisms to support increased entrepreneurship within the region. And some creative ideas include venture capital funding, crowdfunding, as well as angel financing were considered. And we also looked at risk affecting the region to include de-risking, and a number of strategies were also recommended by the social partners to address those issues. It was agreed that the forum should be institutionalized and that we should ensure that there is consistent dialogue between the various stakeholders. Now, in keeping with its commitment to the implementation of the ECCU Growth Action Plan, the Monetary Council endorsed the collaboration between the OECS Commission and the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank on the implementation of an ECCU Growth Action Plan. It also agreed to recommend that member governments appoint a focal point to coordinate the implementation of the Growth Action Plan, and agreed also to support in-country consultations in conjunction with the OECS Commission and the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank on the Growth Action Plan. Council also agreed to urge commercial banks to increase lending to the private sector in an attempt to spur growth. We have seen a consistent decline quarter after quarter, year after year, for several years in the amount of credit. And as we seek to achieve that minimum threshold of 5% growth in our respective countries, Council is encouraging the commercial banks to increase their lending. We're not suggesting now that they should take on unnecessary risk, but to take on prudent risk and to manage their risk and to ensure that they grow their portfolio. Because at the end of the day, there's no such thing as a shrinking successful institution. So we encourage the commercial banks to increase their lending to the private sector in an attempt to increase growth within the currency union. Council noted with increased concern the difficulties with payment settlement of traders selling agricultural produce to Trinidad and Tobago. Council further noted that the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank has submitted a proposal to the Central Bank of Trinidad and Tobago to resolve this issue and expressed the view that a resolution has to be found to this matter. Council urged that this long outstanding matter be resolved expeditiously. In the meantime, the council member for St. Vincent and the Grenadines updated the Monetary Council on a solution that his government is advancing. And again, a number of creative ideas have been looked at to include the possibility of both central banks holding some level of currencies of the respective regions so that, or territories, so that the central bank, Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, could possibly hold some TT dollars and the Central Bank of Trinidad and Tobago could hold some EC dollars to ensure that they can exchange currency to facilitate trade. I've been asked to speak briefly to the legislative reforms. At its 86th meeting held on the 21st of October 2016, the Monetary Council approved the establishment of a ministerial subcommittee of the Council, chaired by Council Member for St. Vincent and the Grenadines, to lead discussions with stakeholders on the proposed amendments to the Act and to facilitate the process through its enactment. To this end, a consultative and legislative drafting workshop was held on the 11th of April 2017 in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. ECCU, Attorney Generals, Parliamentary Council, Financial Secretaries, and other representatives of the Ministries of Finance, representatives from the ECCU's Bankers Association, local banks associations, and representatives of the ECCB attended the workshop. The team discussed the policy issues related to the amendments, the concerns of the banking industry, and reached consensus on the draft amendments. I may add here that the amendments do not change the substance of the Act, but would have provided some clarification on various issues. The Monetary Council approved the amendments to the Banking Act 2015 and agreed to urge member governments to secure the passage of the amendments to the Banking Act 2015 by December 31st, 2017. Final issue here is that at its 85th meeting held on the 22nd of July 2016, Council took the decision to recommend to member governments that the legal responsibility for anti-money laundering and counter-financing of terrorism, AML-CFT, supervision and regulation of financial institutions licensed under the Banking Act, be transferred to the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. The Monetary Council therefore approved the proposed areas of amendment to the anti-money laundering and counter-financing of terrorism legislation, AML-CFT legislation, in Anguilla, Antigua and Barbuda, the Commonwealth of Dominica, Grenada, Montserrat, St. Kitts, Nevis, St. Lucia, to transfer the regulatory and supervisory authority of AML-CFT for institutions licensed under the Banking Act to the ECCB. And emphasize here, referring to institutions licensed under the Banking Act, they will be transferred to the ECCB to cover AML-CFT supervision. St. Vincent and the Grenadines was not included because they have already made the necessary changes to the law. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.